In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, and welcome to your own program, Horizon Magazine. I appreciate you taking the time to join us for yet another edition of this program. Today is the martyrdom of Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, the 11th bright star in the sky of guardianship. On this sad occasion, we in Horizon Magazine extend our most sincere condolences to the whole lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, I would like to invite you to listen to the prayer of the day and reflect on its deep concepts. Please stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O the hearer of the cry of the afflicted, O Lord, O Merciful, O Beneficent, O Ever-Living, O the One who is lenient in punishing, O Dominant over all, O the One who makes hearts radiant, O the One besides whom there is no deity, I have also relied only on You, that is, on the Lord of the Great Throne. All praise is for the limitlessly forgiving God.
Amen. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, the son of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, was born in 232 AH. The surname of the holy Imam was Abu Muhammad, and his well-known titles were Zaki and Askari. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was 22 when his father was martyred, and the period of his imamat following his father's death was 6 years. He was 28 when martyred by Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, in the year 260 AH. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam accompanied his holy father and lived with him more than 23 years, during which he comprehended the sciences of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and learned the inheritance of the divine leadership. After his reverend father, the holy Imam undertook the task of leadership of or imamat. His succession lasted about 6 years, in which he practiced different kinds of political and scholarly responsibilities. Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Now my guest on the line is Mr. Hani Alvardi. Mr. Alvardi, hello and welcome to our program.
And thank you very much. Condolences to you and to the Islamic Ummah as a whole, and to our Maraja and scholars on the anniversary of the demise of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, the 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt.
Thank you so much. I also offer my sincere condolences to you and all the Islamic Ummah. Mr. Alvardi, what's your opinion about the case that Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was subjected to numerous restrictions, imprisonment and torture by the brutal Abbasid caliphs?
Well, it's very interesting. The whole period of the imamate, as in for the whole period that Imam Hasan Askari was an imam, was only 6 years. And during that 6 years, he had to ensure that the Shia knew exactly who he was, ensure that the Shia had that he has been addressing the needs of the Shia in terms of knowledge and fatwa and ahkam. And also he had to ensure that the following successor for him was clearly identified by the nearest of his followers. Now, it is very interesting that a man, actually Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, was not living in a garrison city, as some people say. He was living in a military base. Askar means military. He was living in a military base. A garrison city, you may have some areas where it doesn't have, military personnel. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari was, in fact, living in a military base. And during his period of imamate, which is 6 years, almost 4 years of that, he spent in prison. In a prison within a military base. Now, that's a very tough security measures that the Abbasid dynasty have taken against the Imam, which only tells us how sort of how scared they were and how endangered they felt themselves from an imam whose age was only about 24, 25 years old, and yet they felt so endangered by his presence that not only he had to be in a military base but also in a prison most of his imamate period. And despite that, there were very authentic and clear narrations that the nearest of the Shia had seen the successor, Imam al-Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala faraja. The hadith of Rasulullah was very clear that there will be 12 imams with their names, and the 12th imam was the son of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. And Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, like I said, was the 11th. So there are very explicit and clear narrations from Rasulullah, other imams, about his successor and who he was and sort of and the times of him being the imam.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Alvardi, what can you tell us about the gracious personality of Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam and his scientific status?
Absolutely. Well, we believe that sort of our imams are not only chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely as a random selection, but that they are chosen based on their qualities and their abilities and their capabilities and capacity to perform things that other people are not able to perform. I'm not talking about miracles here, but I'm talking about their sort of their generosity, their knowledge, their capability, like I said, of leadership, their presence. You know, Imam was imprisoned, you know, like I said, numerous years, and every time that he was imprisoned, the prison guards would turn from the worst of people, from an absolutely corrupt clueless person about the world to the most pious, God-fearing person. So his presence, his ability to change people's lives, which is something we're really missing these days, and his ability to answer the ahkam. So on numerous occasions, people would ask the most difficult of fatwa of Imam, and he would respond very clearly. Imam Hassan al-Askari has numerous narrations about, you know, who people should follow, and you know, sort of what are the key aspects of a person that should be the leadership, and what people should consider as a role model. Imam Hasan al-Askari has clearly, like I said, only 6 years of imamate period, but has very clearly defined these the generosity, the knowledge, the capability, the strength, the power, the steadfastness, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the point where only 28 years old and he would be poisoned despite being, to emphasize, in a military base. And let's remember, this was over 1,250 years ago. Now, in London, in England, in Europe, in all the cities of the world, like tonight, they're holding the memorials of someone passing away 1,250 years ago. Now, it's pretty much unparalleled, despite, you know, except for, you know, handful of personalities who have been remembered despite all that long period.
Thank you so much. Mr. Awadi, you mentioned that you have held memorial ceremonies for Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam martyrdom. And would you please explain how was it in London?
Alhamdulillah, in London, probably because of the power and the presence of the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, there are numerous gatherings that have happened here, and in many languages, in Arabic, in English. In English, there are, alhamdulillah, a number of sessions that are going on for different ages. In London now, we have currently going on at the moment, and I'm in one of them at the moment while speaking to you, in Arabic, like I said, in English, in Urdu, in French, and the English programs are for all ages, so you would find people from 6, 7, 8 years old to people sort of old enough as, you know, sort of 50s, 60s. The youth have their own programs that they have themselves organized, alhamdulillah, in London. So it's a very active and very sort of proud worthy and really amazing, alhamdulillah, activities and attempts by the Shia of Ahlul Bayt to remember this very oppressed the very oppressed and noble of our Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari. Like I said, the 10th grandson of Rasulullah, 10th generation grandson of Rasulullah.
Mr. Alvardi, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us and appearing on this show.
Thank you, and I wish you all the best.
Bye. We'll come back very soon after a short break. Please stay with us. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه اللهم Welcome back. Now, my guest on the line is Mr. Hossein Bahrami, who's going to introduce Ahlul Bayt portal and website. Mr. Bahrami, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be invited to your program again. I'm at your service.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Mr. Bahrami, we know that Ahlul Bayt portal has different segments and different websites. And one of these websites is about Islam that has different categories. And by the time that I was just surfing through your website, I found different categories like Islam and art, Islam and human, Islam and knowledge. Would you please introduce the most important categories of about Islam?
Okay. In the website of Islam, we try to have a good understanding of Islam in different segments, including what Islam is, what kinds of beliefs a Muslim should believe, and what should he, a Muslim, practice, and how does he practice Islam? Then we are presenting many, many articles in introducing different parts of Islam. But the noticeable point is my colleagues' efforts are to prepare reliable articles from reliable sources and from the well-known Muslim scholars, while the people of the world should have a true image of Islam. Reliable sources is are one of the most important issues for our professional work. Let me start my introducing by the a part that we have about Ahlul Bayt in Islam. While Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are the core of Islam, we have a special part for all our 14 infallible leaders. This part includes their biography, their sayings, their stories, ziyarats, their companions, the most important events of their lives, and so on. But we have different parts, as you mentioned, about Islam and art, Islam and Orientalism, Islam and world, Islam and science, and so on. I'm at your service if you have any questions.
Thank you so much. Mr. Bahrami, you have your website in different languages. Are these different versions of your website the same, or do you take into consideration the needs of your audience?
Okay, as I told you before, we have a special part about Ahlul Bayt in the language of Persian and English because they are the core of Islam. And also in English part, we have a list of topics. And under each topic, we introduce some useful and beneficial websites. And also in the language, in Farsi language, there are many good articles on the issue of important issues about Islam and Orientalists and Islamic dignitaries. We have a very good collection, and the sect of Muslims. They are the most important parts of our website.
Many thanks, Mr. Bahrami. It was a brilliant talk, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for introducing the website of Islam in this program. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Now it's time to take a look at our today's report. Please stay tuned.
In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, with best wishes for all our dear viewers all over the world, regardless of their ethnic groups, specifically our Muslim brothers and sisters, and particularly our Shia brothers and sisters all over the world. Now I will be discussing a brief part of Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam's life, who was the 11th religious leader of Shi'at Muslims and who was the son of Imam Ali al-Naqi salamullah alayhi and peace be upon him. And I will give you a brief but a useful detail of his life. As our dear and pondering viewers know, most of the Imams were under the tyranny and under the arrest of Bani Umayyad and Bani Abbasid. And all of them tried to keep Imams and control them, to keep them under arrest and not let them to discuss, to analyze, and to teach the doctrines of Islamic religion and the doctrines of Holy Quran and the doctrines of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, peace be upon him and his household. Imam Hasan al-Askari, when he died, was 28 years old. And his life was very short, but his life was very blissful. When he was born, his father, Imam Ali al-Naqi, peace be upon him, was under the house arrest of Bani Abbasid caliphates. And they were in the house arrest. Even though they were in the house arrest, they were not immune. They were not in peace over there. Once in a while, caliphate called him to Baghdad, questioned him, sometimes tortured him by very ugly words, ugly expressions, and just sentenced him to making rebels and something like this. But Imam was teaching many students the sacred doctrines of Holy Quran and leading the people whenever it was possible. He never stopped his leadership to Muslim society, even under the house arrest. Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, peace be upon him, had a son who was the hope and the only reference of Muslim world and even those oppressed nations world who were waiting for salvation, who were waiting for a savior in the world. And we Muslim peoples believe that Imam Zaman, peace be upon him, will come someday accompanied with the Christ, the Holy Christ, in order to establish the peace, the immunity, and the love and the justice all over the world. And they will fight against the tyrannies, against the oppressions, against the discriminations in the world which the superpowers impose on the weak nations, and they bully their rights. Imam Zaman, Mahdi Ali Muhammad, peace be upon him, will come and will help these oppressed people in order to regain their rights, to feel immune, to feel the dignity of being a free and liberate human being and a religious person who never likes to act in a wrong way, who never likes to act mischievously, and who likes to help all the humans all over the world and to guide the people from the lost situation to the conducted and a led one in the world, and to show them that there is a way which ends in God, and that is the way of believing God and waiting for the awaited and for the sacred awaited Imam Zaman, peace be upon him, someday, who will accompany the Christ and who will establish peace, love, and dignity among the people of the world in general, and specifically amongst the Muslims of all the world. And now all the Muslims and many, many other Christians and Jews are waiting for the Savior who has been promised to reveal and to appear someday and to take them to the lock and salvation, and to prepare them for the Resurrection Day in order to be good people, good followers of the God's doctrine and God's creeds all over Quran, Bible, and Old Testament. And this is whatever we can say. Imam Hasan al-Askari is father of the hope of human being. And we all ask God, beg God, to make such an awaited healthy and successful, to accompany the Holy Christ and to come and establish the promised peace, immunity, and dignity amongst the countries of the world.
Welcome back. You are watching Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam lived during the times of the Abbasid caliphs, Mutaiz, Muhtadi, and Mutamid. The holy Imam alayhi salam suffered more afflictions, confinement, and pursued by the three above mentioned brutal and cruel caliphs, and was also exposed to imprisonment at different times before them. The Abbasid caliphs put him under their control in order to paralyze his political and ideological activities and also restrain him from practicing his leading role among the Ummah. Therefore, the holy Imam alayhi salam was obliged to act secretly and build an organization of his followers and representatives and strengthen its base. Please don't go away. There is much more to come. During his short life, the holy Imam had to endure great sufferings by the hands of the Abbasid caliphs. But in spite of all that suffering and confinement under house arrest in Samarra, many students of Islam benefited from his God-gifted knowledge and later became scholars in their fields. He discussed with agnostics of that age many times about the existence of God and the reasons for the necessity of the prophets and imams. As a result, many atheists changed their minds and converted to Islam. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was a gracious personality. More than 100 well-known wise men remained continuously present in his assembly. During a period of 16 years when he lived in Iraq, the territories from Syria up to Medina, particularly Iran, was under his influence. The holy Imam alayhi salam had students, companions, and narrators. All these students and narrators had studied under the holy Imam alayhi salam and quoted him in narrating Islamic sciences and culture. He was also an ideal of worshippers, a leader of politics and opposition, and towards whom the hearts of people were adhered with love and respect. in spite of the existence of the brutal terrorism of the Abbasid rule and their political hostility towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as well as the continuous pursuit of authorities for him and his followers and imprisoning them, the caliphs of his time could not hide his personality or weaken his scientific and political role and his social status. Because of the holy imam's great scientific status and his standing at the top of political opposition at that time, then authorities not only imposed a house arrest on him, but also forced him to attend the office of the caliphate in the city of Samira, the military garrison. We'll come back soon. Please stay with us. Welcome back. The Holy Imam's main task was to safeguard the message of Islam, to defend its originality, to call people towards it, and to convey its principles and values. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was peerless in knowledge, forbearance, forgiveness, generosity, sacrifice, and piety. Whenever Mu'tamid asked anybody about the captive Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, he was told that Imam fasted during the day and worshipped during the night, and that his tongue uttered no word but remembrance of his Creator. During the brief periods of freedom and a stay at home, people approached him hoping to avail from his benevolence, and they went back well rewarded. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, like his respected holy forefathers, peace be upon them all, engaged in political struggle to confront oppression and safeguard the holy Islamic message, values, and principles as essential task of leadership. Now we'll come back soon. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Now, I would like to thank our dear viewers who share their thoughts with us and let us know about their remarks, suggestions, and constructive criticism. Please be sure that all your insights and wonderful remarks are taken into consideration. We received an email from Muhammad Ali in UK, who found introducing Islamic website section of the program quite useful. I'm also grateful to Zara from Canada, Melissa from France, Ammar from New York, and Hamis from Denmark. Also, Muhammad Ali from Germany raised some questions about the Persian arts and the artists who were introduced in our program. A big thank to all of you fans of the Horizon magazine. Please just stick around. We'll come back soon.
Straight from him and his way. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, let's struggle, work and pray. If we are to bring back the glory of his way. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again. Let's become whole again, proud again, 'cause I swear with firm belief in our hearts we can bring back the glory of our past. My Ummah, he'll say, Rasulullah on that day, even though we've strayed from him and his way. Look at where we were, look at where we are, tell me, is this how he'd wanted to be? Oh no, let's bring back our glory. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once
Thanks for being with us. The Holy Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam suffered different kinds of troubles and torments in the hands of the Caliph Mu'tamid, who surrounded him with intensive security forces to keep an eye on him and pursue those who wanted to contact him. The reason that caused the Abbasids to be more envious against the high position of the Holy Imam alayhi salam among the Ummah was their being afraid of his son, the awaited Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The anger of the Caliph Mu'tamid increased more when he saw that the whole Ummah glorified and showed great respect and superiority to the Holy Imam alayhi salam, and the Shias more than the Abbasids. On the other side, the Caliph Mu'tamid was greatly hated by the whole Ummah. Therefore, he decided to assassinate the Holy Imam. Imam Abu Muhammad Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam was poisoned by the Caliph Mu'tamid and martyred on the 8th of the month of Rabiul Awwal in the year 260 AH. At the time of his death, he was 28 years old. He was buried in the house in which his father was buried in Samira. He left behind his son, the holy awaited savior, Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi alayhi salam, the one who is awaited to bring about justice to the whole world. That's it for this edition of Horizon Magazine. Thank you so much for being with us. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by emailing us at horizon@sahartv.ir. Until next time, goodbye and have a great time.